Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol Daf Pei Gimel. We're starting about the fifth line with the words Toshma. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Almas Shad Havin Oliyah. So the Gemara was trying to prove that Simchas holds that if one was over two lavim with only one hasra, he's going to be chayiv twice. So the Gemara says Toshma. What about the following case? Achol Shnei Gidim Mishtei Yurechos Mishtei Behemos. A person ate two gidim, meaning two gidan nashes from two thighs of two behemos. In other words, he ate the gidan nashe from the back right thigh of two separate animals. So Savik Shmainim, he's going to get two sets of malchus. That's a total of 80. Whereas Rabbi Yudaimer, he says Inu Savik Elam Mem, he only gets 40 malchus. Ask the Gemara, Hechidami, what's the case? Even if you want to say Bezachar Zeh, that he ate them one after another, Ubishtei Asrois, and he had two separate Asrois, two separate warnings. Well, my time is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Abayim V'sulai. Why do we say that he only gets 40 and no more than that? Now, even though in the previous Gemara we had mentioned a very similar case, and we had said that Rabbi Yehuda is Besafik, he doesn't know which one of the thighs, right or left, is where the problematic Gidan Asha comes from. This Gemara right here is going according to the later Gemara of Perek Gidan Asha, which we're going to see later on. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's the back right leg, and that's where the problematic Gidan Asha comes from. As we had said, the person ate two gidan nashes from the back right leg of two separate animals. So why Rabbi Yehuda say that he only gets one set of malchus? Ella Mazbi says Gemara Pshita Basachas Uchad Hasra is for sure referring to where he ate them at the same time and he had only one hasra. Now Mantanakama, so who the Tanakama be? Then he gets two sets of malchus. Ilim Rabban de Pligalay de Sumchus. If you want to say it's Rabban who argue with Sumchus, that can't be because Uma Hasum Dugufim Uchlakim Patri Rabbanon. If over there, which is referring to our Mishnah where we're talking about Oysides Benai, we're talking about two separate gufim. Because remember, the case was that he shechted the grandmother and the granddaughter, and then with just one shechita, he shechted the middle one, that's the daughter, and that's Gufin Muchlakin, that he would come about because of the two separate cows he had shechted prior. Still, Pater Rabban, Rabban says Pater, and he's only chayv one set of malchus. Well, Hachle Kolshikin over here, wouldn't they for sure say that? El Lav Sumchesi, it must be that it's Sumches. We clearly see that Sumches holds when a person's over two lavim in one shot, in one hasra, he's a chayv two separate malchus. Says the Gemara, not a raya, lo'im bazachar zeh. In this Gidan Nasha case, it could be referring to where he ate them one after another, and with Ka'amrit, my time is Rabbi Yehuda, in regards to that which you said. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that he's only chayv one set of malchus? That's Kugun, for example, the less big Kezias, one of these Gidan Nashes wasn't the shear of a Kezias. It was very small and it wasn't a full Kezias. The time you have Raisa, Achloi Ve'ema Kezias, if he ate it and it didn't have a Kezias, Chayv is Chayv. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Ad Sheba Kezias, it has to be a Kezias. Now, the reason why Tanakama argues with Rabbi Yehuda is because a whole Gidan Nasha is called a Beria. It's like its own creation, it's its own thing. And even though it's not a Kezias, he's still Chayv for it. Very similar to eating an ant. An ant is a tiny little thing, which is definitely not a Kezias, but one is Chayv for eating it because it's a Beria. Same thing with a whole Gidan Nasha. That's why Tanakama argues with Rabbi Yehuda. But again, this is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would only mechayev him one set of malchus is because even though he ate two gidan nashes, one of them wasn't the kezayis, so he's not chayev set of malchus for that. And continuing on with another mishnah, by Rabbah Parkin Bashana, there's four times during the year that if a person sells an animal to somebody else, he has to let him know that I sold the mother today to shecht or sold the daughter today to shecht, so you should know that you're buying the other one, and that means that you're not allowed to shecht it today because that would be a problem of Isaiah's benoy. And Eluhain, these are those times, erev yom tevachim shalchag, erev the last day of sukkahs, erev yom tevushin shal pesach, erev the first day of Pesach, Ve'erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Kutei Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, Okon Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, Af Erev Yom Kippur in Begalil, even Erev Yom Kippur in Galil. All these times Yidden would make very big sudas, so everyone's buying animals, most definitely to shecht them, not to keep them in their barn. Therefore, when a person buys an animal from the dealer, if the dealer that day had sold either the mother or the child, he has to let this current buyer know that you must be informed, I sold the mother or the child, and therefore don't shecht the day. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Emesai, when is this? Bizman Shein Le Revach. That's only if there's no space. Avo Yesh Le Revach. If there's space, Ein Tzorech L'Hodia, he doesn't have to tell him, which means if it was actually sold today. However, if the mother child was sold the day before, so then the meicher, the seller, doesn't have to tell the current buyer, I sold it yesterday, meaning he doesn't have to be chayshesh that the one he sold yesterday is going to be shechted today. Now, Meidr Rabbi Yehuda does agree, but meicher esu aim l'chasan v'esabas l'kala, that if the family of a chasan and kala came to this animal dealer on the same day, and he had sold the mother to the chasan and the daughter to the kala, Tzorech L'Hodia, they does have to tell them, why is that? B'yadosh shneim shechlim b'yamechad. It's obvious that they're going both going to be shechting on the same day. That's in preparation for the chasana. Now, continue with these four times, these four times, we're going to force the tabuch, the butcher, to shech the animal for the buyer, even if the only ox that he has is worth 1,000 dinar, and the only purchase that the lekeach made in this shar is one dinar, meaning he gave his money, he prepaid for one dinner's worth of meat, nonetheless, we force the butcher, we force the shechet to shecht it for him, that's because he needs meat for yomtev. Therefore, if the ox ends up dying without being shechted, that's going to be a loss for the lekeach because he either already paid the money or he already owes the money because it's considered like he owns a part of this animal. But the rest of the year, it's not like that. If a person had a buy-in to a cow and the cow died, it's not considered like he owns that part of the cow. Therefore, if the cow ended up dying, that means that dies just for the meicher, meaning the meicher doesn't get his money. He doesn't receive the money that the buyer said he would pay him because it's not considered like the buyer owns anything. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what's going on over here. So first, the Gemara tells us, Tana, we have a braisa, if a person bought an animal, Shmuel Erev Yom Tev, and nothing was told to him by the Meicher. The Meicher didn't say to him, you should know, I sold the mother today. He could go, he could check, he doesn't have a problem. He doesn't have to be Chayshesh, then maybe the mother was sold today. He wasn't told anything, no problem. And we continue, the Mishnah had said, Amar Yehuda Emasai V'chulu, this is specifically going on the part of the Mishnah, where we said that if the mother was sold to the Chassan's family, and the daughter was sold to the Kala's family, then for sure he has to tell them, because they're definitely going to be shechting on the same day. Ask Gemara, Lomeli Misni Yeso Eim L'Chassan V'Sabas L'Kala. Why do we have to say that the mother was sold to the Chassan and the daughter was sold to the Kala? Why don't we just say that both animals were sold to the Chassan and the Kala? Why does the Mishnah say Dafka, the mother to the Chassan and the child to the Kala? And the answer is Mosa Agav Urchei Kamashmol. The Mishnah is teaching us a side point to Aruch Arul Mitzrich Bechassana Tfemi Bechalasa. That it's standard, it's usual that the Chassan's family is going to be Tireach. They're going to work more. They're going to spend more money on the Suda for the Chassana than the Kala's family. The mother is more valuable than the child. And so the Mishnah says Dafka that the Chassan's family bought the mother because they're usually the ones that are spending more money and investing more. We continue. The Mishnah had said Barba Prakam Eilav Chulu, and this is where the Mishnah differentiated between a person having a dinner buy-in to an animal before these 4 days, and the butcher has to shecht it for him. But if the animal dies, that's a loss for the keach. But for the rest of the year, it's not a loss for the keach. So ask the Gemara, why would this be? V'holi mashach, he never did a mashicha. We know that proper kinyan, if a person wants to acquire something halachically, he has to do a mashicha. He has to pull it towards himself. So just because the buyer paid a dinner for the meat, he never was mashich anything, so it's not considered his. And if the animal dies, he should get his money back. So Rav Huna Amar Rav, he clarifies, kisha mashach, no, it's talking about where he was mashach, he did pull the cow towards himself, and so he's kind of at least a dinner's worth of meat in this cow, and therefore would be his loss if it dies. Ask the Gemara, yachid, that's so, ema seifa, what about the next part of the Mishnah? Avol b'shari masashana, but the rest of the year, ain't a kin, it's not like that, lefikach, therefore, emes meis l'maicher, if the animal dies, that's only a loss for the maicher, not l'kech. But why would that be? Ask the Gemara, v'ham mashach, you just said that he did mashicha, so if he did mashicha, it means he owned part of it, so even though it's the rest of the year, and it's not erev one of these yom tovim, he should still lose his money. So Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, he answers, that l'olam shaloi mashach. We're talking about where the buyer himself never did a mashicha. Ukegain, what's the example? Shaziko la'al de acher. The sheikh, the butcher, he was mezak the buyer's chelek to him through somebody else. And this is called zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. For example, Reuven can halachically acquire something for Shimon, quote unquote, not in front of him, which means without his knowledge or consent. And that's because since it's a definite gain, it's assumed that Shimon wants it. And therefore, ba'bar prakim elu, these 4 times of the year, dischosulai, it's for sure zchos for him because he wants and needs meat for yom tif, zachal adam shaloi b'fanav. The fellow could be zaycha in this cow for the buyer, not in front of him, without his consent, and therefore, even though the buyer himself never did mashicha, he still owns a part of the cow, and that's why if it dies before shechita, he loses his money. Whereas b'shayim ha'sashana, the rest of the year, d'chayv hulai, it's a chayv for him, it's for his detriment, and that's because the fact that he has to pay for it does give it some element of a chayv. And therefore, in chavel adam shaloi b'fanav, you can't bring about a chayv for a person if it's not in front of him, and that's why the rest of the year, if Reuven tries to be zaycha in this cow for Shimon, it just doesn't work. So if the cow dies, Shimon doesn't owe any money. Now, b'lazar am Rabbi Yechanan, some say it's Rabbi Ila am Rabbi Yechanan, a different answer. These 4 times of the year, hamidu cham devrein al din taira. The cham established their words like the dairaisa. What does that mean? The Rabbi Yechanan says, devar taira ma'is kainais. Midai raisa, when a person pays money for something, automatically that money is kind of for him. It's like he owns it 100%, even though he never did a mashicha. Umatam or mashicha kaina. So why is it the cham said that a person has to do mashicha? He has to pull the object towards himself in order to be kaina. That's because gzeir shem yamrilan nisrukitach ba'aliyah. It's a gzeir. Maybe the seller is going to tell the buyer, your wheat burnt in the storage house. In other words, we're afraid that if we're just going to say ma'is kainais, then Reuven's going to go to Shimon, buy some wheat from him, not do a mashicha, just pay for it. Then before he ends up bringing it to his house, a fire's going to break out in the warehouse, and Shimon's going to say, you know what, I don't need to bother saving it. It's not my wheat at all. Reuven already paid for it. And so because of that, the Chum said that no, money isn't the proper kenyan, you have to do mashicha. It's just that these 4 times of the year, the Chum say the money is kaina in order to ensure that everyone can get their meat. And continue with another Mishnah. Yom Echad Arum Baisa Esbenoi, when the Pasuk says Yom Echad, that Isa Esbenoi Loisish Chatu be Yom Echad, Yom Halech Achar Laila, the day goes after the night, which means if the mother was shechted at night, the child's not allowed to be shechted the entire following day. However, if the mother was shechted during the day, even let's say 5 minutes before Shkia, 10 minutes later, which is 5 minutes after Shkia, the child is allowed to be shechted. And Azu Darsh Shimon Zayma, this is where Shimon Zayma darshened. Nemar Maisa Brachos, it says by Maisa Brachos, Yom Echad, as in Vayera Vayker, Yom Echad. And Venera Baisa is Benoy Yom Echad, it says Yom Echad Baisa is Benoy. My Yom Echad Arma Maisa Brachos, Yom Echad Achar Laila, just like Maisa Brachos, when Shem created the world, the day goes after the night, as we know, by He Erev Vayker, first evening, then morning, so if Yom Echad Arma Baisa is Benoy, so too the Isra Baisa is Benoy, Hayom Halach Achar Laila, the day goes after the night. So now we have a Brisa that clarifies this. The Gemara tells us, Tana Rabban, the Brisa says, as Zu Darshim Shimon Zayma, this is where Shimon Zayma darshened, and why is it that he darshened this? Lefisha Kol Inyan Kulei in Medaber El B'Kachim. The whole discussion of Isav Es Benoy has very much to do with Kachim. The pasuk right before Isav Es Benoy concludes Yeyratze LeKorban Ishe, and then right afterwards it says Isav Es Benoy LeShchtu B'Yam Echad. So we see that we're talking about Kachim, and B'Kachim Laila Halach Achar Yom. When we're dealing with Kachim, the night goes after the day. We know that when a person shechts a korban during the day, he's allowed to eat it that day that he shechted it, and the night afterwards. words. And therefore, Avzekain, one might think that Oizis B'nai is the same thing, that if a person shechs the mother during the day, he's not allowed to shech the child the night afterwards. And that's why Rav Shimon Zalman said, Nemar kan yom echad, v'nemar ma'aseh b'reishis yom echad, mayom echad omer ma'aseh b'reishis, hayom halacha achar laila, af yom echad omer ma'aseh b'nai, hayom halacha achar laila. So we compare Oizis B'nai to yom echad ma'aseh b'reishis, in which the day goes after the night, so Oizis B'nai, the day goes after the night. And Pei Gimel Beis on top, we have another drash from these words, Rabbi Omer, yom echad, what does this mean? Yom ha-miyuchad ton karos. This yom ha-miyuchad, it requires announcing. Mikan Omer, from here they said, that these four times during the year, a person who sells an animal to his friend, he needs to let him know, you should know, I sold the mother of the child today, so you're not allowed to shecht it. And the way that he learns this out is because, as he had said above, Yom Echad means a unique and specific day. Dehainu, these 4 days, one has to notify the buyer. And Rashi adds in that this is also learned from the word Sishchatu, which can be read as Sashchitu, do not cause to be shechted, meaning the seller has to make sure that he doesn't cause the mother and child to be shechted on the same day. Mazur finishing the fifth paragraph of Masechet Chulin, just Masechet finishing this paragraph together, which Masechet finished the entire Masechet Chulin together, and of course, all of Shas Balvi together, and moving right into the brand new parak, Kisui Adam. And we've already mentioned this before. The pasuk says if one is a chaya or an oif, a non-domesticated animal such as a deer or a bird, what does he have to do? What does he have to do? V'shafach has damai, he shall spill its blood, v'kisahu be'afar, and cover it in the earth. And this teaches us that when a person shechs a chaya or oif, he has to cover its blood. Kisui Adam. Now, this does not apply to behemoths, domesticated animals. That means that kisui is going to be done on chickens, turkeys, duck, and the like, as well as deer, giraffe, and any other chaya that you might come across, but not goats, sheep, or cows. So Mishnah tells us, Kisui Adam. The chiyuv of kisui adam is in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz b'fnei abayis or shalai b'fnei abayis with the base of mikdash and even without the base of mikdash. However, b'chulin avoloi mikdashin. This is only with regular chulin animals, but not with kachim animals. B'noig b'chayim ba'oif. The chiyuv is with chaya, non-domesticated animals, and oif, birds. This is b'mizomen u'b'she'ena mizomen, whether it's prepared or not prepared, which means if this animal or bird is being raised in the person's house or he found it out in the wild, it's chayv and kisui adam. V'noig b'kai also has a chiyuv to do it on a kai, which is discussed extensively in the previous parak. According to all shitas, no matter what you hold a kai is, if it's a crossbreed between a goat and a deer, or if it's a special min b'fnei atzmai, it doesn't make a difference. It's a suffik, whether it's a chay or behema, it still requires kisui. Meneshu suffik is a suffik, it very potentially is a chaya. However, v'ein shechtan or sebe yomtif, no shechtan or kvi on yomtif, and v'im shechtan, if he did shechtan, im chasen is damai, don't do kisui, and that's because it might not be a chaya, so one's not allowed to do kisui, which does involve some sort of isser drabanon. Ask the Gemara right away, mukdashin my time aloi, why are kachim birds not having kisui? Obviously, we can't be talking about kachim chayos because a chaya can't be brought as a carbon, so we're talking about kachim birds. The question is, why not do kisui? Elim, if you want to see Mishum Reb Zeira, it's because what Reb Zeira said. Omar Reb Zeira says, Hashreichet tzarech sheitein ofer lamata v'ofer lamala. Somebody who shechts, he has to put dirt underneath and dirt on top, which means there first has to be ofer tichuach, which is basically loose and crumbly dirt laid out on the floor. Then he shechts on top of it, and then he puts more dirt on top. Why is that? Shemar, because the pasuk says, v'shavach es damai v'kisahu be'ofer. What do we learn from here? Ofer loinamar. It doesn't say cover it with dirt. That would be what the pasuk means if it says v'kisahu offer, el rather be'offer. It says in dirt milame. That teaches us the one who shechs has to put dirt underneath and on top of the blood. And v'hach over here in the base of mikdash loy efshar. You might say that's impossible. Why is it? Because hechli avid. What are you going to do? Are you going to take the dirt and put it on top of the mizbeach and then be mevatel it there and say this is part of the mizbeach? Problem with that is kumas v'abinyan. That's considered like adding on to the base of mikdash because by piling dirt there and then being mevatel it, saying I'm leaving it, now it's considered part of the mizbeach. It raises the height of the mizbeach a little bit, and the reason why that's a problem is because Uksiv the pasuk says David HaMelech told Shlomo Hakol B'Ksav, everything is written Miyad Hashem, from Hashem Olai Hiskil, he taught me this, and this in regards to the planes of the base of Mikdash, so we can't add on to the height of the mizbeach by putting dirt there. So what do you want to suggest? Loi Levatle, put dirt there, but don't be mevatle. The problem with that is Kav Chatzitza, then that's considered a chatzitza. That's an interposition. It says that the blood of the bird has to be on the mizbeach, but if it's on dirt, which is on the mizbeach, and the dirt's not part of the mizbeach, so it's a chatzitza between the blood and the mizbeach. So it seems to be that would be the reason why Kisui Adam doesn't apply by Kachim. Harvey Moore says not so quick. Ne'idil Matale Efsher, you're right. Underneath the blood, there's no way to put dirt. But Lamala Efsher, above the blood, we could still put dirt, and therefore we have a Kisui. We should do Kisui like that. In other words, you should do Malika on the bird carbon, the blood will go on the Mizbeach, and then just put dirt on top. And the reason why that's okay is because Mila Tanya, didn't we learn the Braisa? Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yosef Omer, he tells us, Shachar Chaya, let's say a person Shachar Chaya, Va'achar Shachar Behema, and then he Shachar Behema. So the blood of the Behema is on top of the Chaya, Patim Lachasois. He's Patim doing Kisui, because when he puts dirt on top of the blood, it's going on the behema blood, not on the chaya blood. But behema v'achra chaya, he first shechted a behema, and then right on top of it, he shechted a chaya. Chayav l'chasa is he does have to do kisui. And so we see that even though underneath the blood of this chaya is not dirt, rather it's other blood, and it's sufficient just to cover it on top with dirt, same thing should be with the mizbeach. The blood of the bird carbon is going to be on the mizbeach itself, and so there's not going to be any dirt under it, but he could put dirt over it. Answers the Gemara. The reason why that's a problem is because Reb Zera, like another member of Zera, says, "Kol roi lebila ain bila makaves bai." If it's able to be mixed, then mixing is not ma'akev. V'chol she'ain roi lebila, but if it's not able to be mixed, bila makaves bai, then mixing is a problem. What's this referring to? So we know that the maximum amount a kli is allowed to hold of carbon mincha is 60 esrainim. And the Gemara tells us that if 61 esrainim is put inside a kli, it's not a valid mincha because it can't be mixed. Ask the Gemara. So what if it can't be mixed? We know that if a mincha is not mixed, it's not a problem. And it was on this that Reb Zera said that kol roi lebila ain bila makaves bai. That if it's able to be mixed, which means it's 60 esrainim or less, so you are able to mix it properly, so even if it's not mixed, it's not a problem. But if it's not roi lebila, if you simply can't mix it properly because it's 61 esrainim, so then it's a problem that you didn't mix it. Same thing over here with kisui adam. If there's a technical possibility of placing dirt underneath, so then even if there isn't dirt underneath, not a problem. But here with the mizbeach, there isn't the possibility of putting dirt underneath. As we explained, it's either a chatzitza or it's going to be added onto the height of the mizbeach. So in that situation, not having dirt underneath is ma'akev and it's a problem, so that's why we can't do it by kachim. Ask Gemara, still, why not do the following? Veligre velichse, why not scrape the blood and then cover it? Don't we have Misha tells us? Damanitas, blood that's spritched away from where the dirt was that he prepared, or v'shalasakin, blood that's on the knife, chayv l'chasois, that needs to be covered. So what does he do? He scrapes it, he shovels it from where it is, either on the knife or far away. He puts it on the dirt that he had prepared, and then he covers it. Alma degari michsile, we see that a person could scrape it, shovel it, and then cover it. Hachanami said over here with kachim, nigre v'nichsile, let him scrape it and cover it. In other words, let him do the bird carbon on top of the mizbeach. The blood will go on the mizbeach. No chatzitza, no problem. He should scrape the blood off of the mizbeach, place it on dirt, let's say on the floor of the azara that he had prepared, and then put dirt on top of it. And that's what you could do kisui the kachim. Says the Gemara, you're right. Iba kachim mizbeach hachinami. If we're talking about kachim from the mizbeach, such as a chatas ha'if, a bird chatas, you're 100% right. This is a valid way to do it. Hachom ha'iskinam. But what's the Mishnah talking about? But kachim be'de kabayis. With kachim that's for be'de kabayis, this is referring to a bird that can't be brought as a carbon, and so a person just donated it to the Beis Hamikdash upkeep fund, the Beit HaKabayis, and this is not allowed to be shechted. It's not meant to be a carbon. It's really supposed to be sold, and that money is used for the upkeep fund, but he shechted it anyway. So this does not require kisui, and that's because it's a shechita she'en ru'uya. We've had this earlier. It means the shechita, the one is not allowed to eat from it, because since kachay Beit HaKabayis, you can't eat from it. As we just said, it's not supposed to be shechted in the first place, and since it's a shechita she'en ru'uya, it doesn't require kisui, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that kisui adam doesn't apply by mukdashin. Ask the Gemara why. Pay down home raf on top. Why not redeem it, transfer his kedusha off of it, and then he could cover the blood. And once it's redeemed, it's considered chulin. You're allowed to eat it. And the answer to that is be'in hamad v'aracha. It can't be redeemed because anytime we want to redeem kachim, we require hamad in aracha. It has to be stood up and then evaluated. And this bird, since it's shechted, can't be stood up because it's dead, and therefore we're not able to be paid it. And that's why there's no chiv of kisui. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue with this discussion. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.